Hi, this is Ana Luisa of inglesonline.com.br, and this is not my typical podcast. This is the audio for a short text I wrote where I use expressions that I have already talked about, either in a podcast or in a previous lesson. The title of this post is "Actually, I couldn't care less that you're a heavy sleeper. É hora da revisão." Look it up in the blog to read the text. Also, in the text, you'll find links to the related lessons in the blog. So here's the story. I have two friends, Teresa and Livia, who live in the city of Campinas. I have a lot of fun with them because, despite being so different from one another, they have this in common. They're both very funny people. Despite all their differences, Teresa and Livia are best friends. Livia is a passionate soccer fan. She's so passionate about supporting her team that she will go anywhere to watch them play. Teresa, on the other hand, couldn't care less about soccer. She's been to soccer matches with Livia once or twice, but when I asked her if she had enjoyed the experience, she said, "Meh." Another thing that sets them apart is that Teresa is a stickler for punctuality. She is almost never late for anything. If you set up an appointment with her, she'll be there 10 minutes early. Guess what? Livia is the opposite. 9 times out of 10, she'll be late for an appointment. Every once in a while, she'll pull a Teresa and be on time, but don't count on it. But she'll never fail to give you a call and let you know she's running late. Livia is a thoughtful person, that's for sure. Actually, that runs in the family. Her sister and father are always very thoughtful as well. If you tell them you like watermelon, they'll make sure to have watermelon next time you visit. Teresa is a light sleeper, whereas Livia is a heavy sleeper. Teresa enjoys reading while Livia can't stand books. Teresa loves going to the gym while Livia stays as far away from the gym as she can. Do they have anything in common? Of course, lots. They share a great sense of humor. They both enjoy swimming. That's how they first met, swimming practice. And they also share a passion for cooking. So what do you and your friends have in common?